doing really important work, and PGH Prison Book Project.org is how folks can get additional details. Is there anything else you would like to mention? Again, I think that's the best place to go. With the pandemic, I'm sure your volunteer sessions are a little limited now in terms of the number of people you're able to have, but hopefully those will grow. And you've come up with quite a worthy program to help folks that there's a, to think that prison libraries don't have the books they need, I think is a horrible thing. And I'm glad you're trying to help make that possible for them to have more books. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I have, you know, through our website or reaching out to us, we do our volunteer sign-ups through signup.org in, you know, order to control the number of people that are in the space. So you can sign up ahead of time for that. And then the last thing I love to mention, too, about our project that, you know, I think people obviously understand the importance of having access to books, right, both in terms of education and leisure time for people who are incarcerated. But something that I think our project achieves too is creating connections for people on the outside. Prisons are extremely, you know, limiting places where you're isolated from the outside world. And by, you know, being able to reach out to an organization that will then send you books, and knowing that people, you know, on the outside care about you and see you and are responding to your needs fills an extremely important need as well. And I think that is at the core mission of, like, why we send books to people directly and answer their requests, you know, individually versus just supplying jail libraries with books that they might not have, is that important connection to, you know, folks from the inside and the outside that our program helps create too.
Jody, I'm so glad, excuse me, that you mentioned that last point. And thanks out to the Thomas Merton Center for all of the good work done there. And to you and the Pittsburgh Prison Book Project, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. You have a wonderful rest of your morning.
You too. Thanks. Excuse my froggy throat. I don't know where that's coming from because I feel great, especially with you here this morning. Lots more fun to come. We're just waking up together.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Christopher from Monroeville, you made a couple of great requests, and I will see if I'm able to find them. And here's a request that's easy to fulfill, a special happy birthday announcement. Asked for, and we will pass that along when it comes time to celebrate birthdays in our next hour. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations, streaming services, smart speakers, plus slbradio.org/radio.
Here's to the crabgrass, here's to the mortgage, in fact, here's to suburbia.
Lay down your briefcase, far from the rat race, where nothing can disturb ya.
Uncomplicated, it's what we waited for so long in this city. Come, let us go there, live like Thoreau there, a life of sweet simplicity.
Did you set the thermostat?
No, I don't know where it's at.
Tuesday the Cub Scouts meet again.
Walk the dog and cut the grass.
Take the kids to dancing class.
Jim's Little League got beat again.
Can't keep a maid here, no matter what they're paid here.
The place has bad publicity.
Why did we move here?
Don't you remember to live in sweet simplicity? Here's two mosquitoes, clam dip and Fritos, to golf and bridge and scuba there. Men wearing knee pants, women in capri pants, discussing what's with Cuba there. Each big appliance treats you with defiance until it finally falls apart. Call the repairman, in a week he's there, man, to knock your kitchen walls apart.
Tommy's got a bloody nose,
gotta fix the garden hose.
Book of the Month Club came today.
Didn't read the last one yet.
Yes, you did, but you forget.
Oh, well, they're all the same today.
Here's Mrs. Ritter, she's the babysitter.
Tonight we're going joyously back to the city where life is gay and witty.
Back to the noise there that everyone enjoys there.
Back to the crush there, hurry, let us rush there.
Back to the rat race, don't forget your briefcase.
Back in the groove there, say why don't we move there, away from all of this sweet simplicity.
Alan Sherman at the Saturday Light Brigade. I thought of that song when talking with a few folks about the pros and cons of grass in the yard. Earlier this week, you may know that Ricky and I decided to strategically, maybe not so strategically, eliminate all of the grass in our yard. Now when we weed, we're weeding out grass that's coming back as opposed to weeds. But in our case, it's made for a nice little urban forest on a very small plot of land around our house, but the bunnies and the squirrels seem to like it. So do the cats, because while they're indoor animals, they get to watch, and it's a good time for them to be able to do that. I still contend that if people liked to mow lawns, they would make an exercise machine that simulated mowing a lawn. Until they do that, it's a chore, not an activity of joy.
Can't put the blame on anybody but myself. I made my own decision, so I shouldn't sing these blues. Still, I can't help wondering why should I pay these dues. Whoa.
Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. The Soundhound is waiting in the wings to see if he can fool you or maybe encourage you to come up with the correct answer. And he makes his official appearance momentarily.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, headquartered in and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's pair.com.
Another birthday request just coming in. We are so happy to celebrate birthdays. This one for a boy named Anthony. We'll celebrate just before the top of the hour. Soundhound, if you will, could you please deliver the sound? Are you ready to give it up here? Thank you, Soundhound. Here it is. Can you identify this sound? 412-200-5975. Soundhound, would you, one more time, please? Here it is. Thank you, boy. You can have yourself a drink. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. That's 1-888-SLB Radio. You can also guess by going to Instant Input on our website at slbradio.org/radio. Good luck. Good morning to Mike and Kelly. It's good to have you both playing along on Facebook. So far, a guess of a baby rattle from John and Carrick. Christopher thinks it's a pepper grinder. It's not that.
Laying in empty dives, hoping customers might come. Got no money in my pocket, where's my next meal coming from? I guess it doesn't matter. At least I get to play, cause I've been around the world. I've had my share of girls. There's not much pay, but that's okay, and there ain't no other way. Oh, what's all this?
Hello to Ralph and Donna. They think the sound sounds like sharpening a knife. Great guess. And Linda has scraping paint or sharpening a knife as a guess. Soundhound, could you offer it one more time? Thank you. 412-200-5975.
Planted the cabbage at the end of the garden, sat back home and watched them grow. They ain't much trouble, no one really likes to eat them except some little tiny bugs that we all know. don't have to grow in very good soil, so it comes as a kind of a surprise that those cabbage worms will eat them till there ain't nothing left if you don't squash the little butterflies. Come on down, let's go out, we'll have a bug squashing party tonight. We'll squash them little buggers as they begin to flutter till the fingers are turned all white. We'll clean the cabbage worms out of the cabbage patch, everything will work out right. So come on down, let's go out, we'll have a bug squashing party tonight. Take a ramble through the brambles growing 6 foot tall, grab some berries and pop them in your mouth, cause it takes a lot of time to keep your berries healthy, takes water to keep away the drought. Then them little green bugs will come along and eat until the vines fall over in the rain. But if you grab them little bugs and you squash them in your fingers, then your berry patch is healthy again. Come on down, let's go out, we'll have a bug squashing party tonight. We'll kill them Japanese beetles in the shiny green armor if they don't get away in flight. They're loving each other all over the bushes, completely unaware of their plight. Come on down, let's go out, we'll have a bug squashing party tonight. Now slugs is bugs that nobody loves, but everybody understands that they look disgusting and they taste disgusting and they feel disgusting in your hands. But of all the little bugs that grow in the garden, slugs have a special place in my heart, cause they like to drink beer, they'll drink any kind of beer, and they never quit drinking once they start. So come on down, let's go out, we'll have a slug grinding party tonight, cause they can't tell if they're floating in Guinness or swimming in Miller Lite. They ain't particular, they got no taste, and they'll drown in any beer in sight. Now come on down, let's go out, we'll have a slug grinding party tonight. Now I never would have believed I'd be telling my kids it's all right to kill another living thing. And I know what you mean when you tell me even Japanese beetles can learn how to sing. And I agree when you tell me that every living thing should have a chance to live the way that they wish. But if I go and plant it, well then dog nabbit, if you eat it, you're gonna get squished. Come on down, let's go out, we'll have a bug squashing party tonight. Cause we don't like to spray them, and we don't want to zap them, and we don't want to cause them any fright. If they'd leave us alone, we'd leave them alone, and everything would work out alright. So come on down, let's go out, we'll have a bug squashing party tonight. Come on down, let's go out, we'll have a bug squashing party tonight.
Up this morning before the sun, fixed me some coffee and a honey bun. Jumped in my pickup, give it some gas, I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass. Down by the lakeside, just off the ramp, all the people sleeping in their fishing camp. Some out in their pup tents, some out in the grass, they all be dreaming about a 5-pound bass.
The early birdie always gets his worm.
Me, I always get my whiz.
When you're talking about a 5-pound bass, son,
the early worm, he gets a fizz. Jumped in my John boat, I stole my gear, I fire up then when I'm in the clear. I sail across the water as smooth as glass. Ready, here I come, you 5-pound bass.
The early birdie always gets his worm.
Me, I always get my whiz.
When you're talking about a 5-pound bass, son,
the early worm, he gets the fish. find a perfect spot, some old dead trees, back in a canyon where you can't feel no breeze. I tie my lure, I make my cast. It's breakfast time, you 5-pound bass. The early birdie always gets his worm. Me, I always get my whiz. When you're talking about a 5-pound bass, son, the early worm, he gets the fizz. The old sun is rising and the water's clear. I watch my lure as it's flying through the air. I see a ripple, I hear a splash. Lord have mercy, it's a five. It's a five. It's a 5-pound bass. Lord have mercy, it's the biggest baby. Up this morning before the sun, fixed me some coffee and a honey bun. Jumped in my pickup, give her some gas. I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass. Yeah, I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass.
Did you like the last two songs? I did. And they are a result of a request from Christopher. Thank you, Christopher. Yucky Bugs by Jeff Warner and Jeff Davis. And 5-pound bass from the Homegrown Tomatoes band. The early worm catches the fish is a line in that song I've always liked. Chris, thanks for requesting those. I played them in reverse order. The bass comes first, then the bugs are squashed around the campground later tonight. Here comes the sound once again. This has proved to be a little difficult. I thought it would be easy. Here it is. Tommy in Virginia just got it correct. Jeff in Maine thought it might be peeling a carrot. John and Carrick had a guess of a vegetable grater. Zach guessed a flint striker, not that. Caden is listening with his family. Hello, Caden. Caden thinks it could be sharpening a knife. That's a good guess, but it's not that, Caden. Tom mentioned that it could be a kitchen grater. Grating cheese, ginger, or carrots. Aline in Maine thought it might be grating vegetables. Annie said that Caden also thinks it could be jingling a bell. And Annie thought it was the sound of sliding shower curtain rings along a curtain rod. I kind of heard that. Here it is again. (412) 200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Angie and Mars has a guess of scraping concrete or maybe twisting a salt or a pepper shaker. It's not that. Sharpening a knife, says Ralph and Donna in Crabtree. A baby rattle, says John and Carrick. And Bill in Homer City thought it might be shaving a block of ice. That's a good guess. Brian thought it might be a garden hoeing the garden. Linda has sharpening a knife or scraping paint. Christopher, the aforementioned Christopher. Guest a pepper grinder. John and Carrick says the sound of scaling fish. And Turkey City Arn. Good morning, Turkey City Arn. He thought it might be a potato peeler. Tommy says that this might be a sound that we don't hear as much as we used to. And there's some truth to that, I think, but it's still a sound you hear fairly often. That extended version of it might help. Do you know what it is? 412-200-5975. Only one correct answer so far. The Sound Hound is doing a good job of stumping you. Yes, yes, you are. I just gave you credit. Bill in Homer City just guessed a pencil sharpener. There is a rotary action taking place in this sound. Here's Tegan. Yes, Tegan, you got it. Tegan just came up with the correct answer. Thanks, Tegan. Tegan is in the North Hills. The North Hills. So we have two correct answers. Here's another one. Jeff in Maine also came up with sharpening a pencil by hand. We're going to give it about another minute. 412-200-5975. Soundhound, if you would, one more, and let's here it is. Can you guess this sound? What is it? Are you wondering what the answer is? Most people suddenly get it. The answer, and Tegan, well done. Also a correct answer from Tommy. It's the act of screwing in a light bulb. It's a light bulb that you're putting into a lamp or a ceiling fixture. In this case, possibly taking it out because you can hear that little filament. Well done if you came up with the correct answer. That was a tough one. Jim in Crafton Heights also got it just moments ago. Thanks to the Sound Hound for a tough one this morning. We'll give him a little food, and he'll play throughout the rest of the day and week, and will visit us again next Saturday. Now, very special guest is about to join us. He has been presenting magic at Liberty Magic all throughout the spring and summer and is going to continue on Sundays through September 25th, weekly at 2 o'clock. It's Mr. Masato. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's
Thank you for having me, Mayor.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure and welcome. Tell me a little bit about you first, where you're from, how you got engaged in being a magician. I'm really curious to kind of hear your story.
Well, I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. And I've transplanted here to Pittsburgh in October, and it's been absolutely phenomenal. The people have been amazing. The people of Pittsburgh are much nicer than Philadelphians. So I really enjoy it here. I started magic probably when I was maybe 8 years old, but I didn't get into it professionally until I was about 21 or 22. I ended up getting my first magic set, a real professional magic set, learning magic tricks from an infomercial called Larry Anderson's Jaw Droppers when I was 18 years old, from an infomercial about 2:30 in the morning. And that was like the beginning of my magic career, but I had no idea. You know, the funny thing is, a wise man told me once that what you're looking for is looking for you. And I had no idea I was going to end up becoming a magician. And, you know, magic kind of found me and saved my life even, you know. Yeah.
How so? Were you just looking for something?
I always wanted to be some sort of performer, maybe an actor. But the funny thing was, I ended up going to get a job at the casino, Sands Casino in Atlantic City, to be specific. When I arrived there, I was hired, but then they told me I needed to cut my hair, and I had this long hair to the middle of my back, and I didn't want to cut it off. And they said, "Well, I'm sorry, sir, you can't have the job." So I left and went to Tropicana Casino just to walk around, and I saw a magic shop called Houdini's. Went inside. They had $3 magic tricks. I'm sorry, magic shows. I went in. I watched three or four shows that day, and they said, "Wow, you must really love magic. Do you do any tricks?" I said, "Sure, I know a few." And they said, "Could you show us some stuff?" And I showed them the things that I learned on from the infomercial that I purchased when I was 18, and they were blown away by it, and they offered me a job. And I took the job, and next thing you know, bam, that was the beginning. I'm a magician, you know. I started doing magic shows there. They had a small, intimate 21-seat theater, and I started performing daily, selling magic as well, and that was where I found my love for the second oldest magic trick in the world, which is the Chinese linking rings, which I have now renamed and modernized for the modern magician. It's called Masato rings now, and it's one of the best-selling magic tricks of all time. And I've been signed to one of the largest magic companies in the world, Illusionist.com. And my product has been on the bestseller list for the last decade, and it's been doing really well.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. It's got to be, good magic is really a lot of fun. And I can remember table side magic that I've witnessed that just really baffled me. I mean, I'd like to think I'm very observant. And can keep my eye on things, but I was truly mystified. And magic from a distance is something, too. And I think seeing magic up close in the same space with the magician is really important. It gives you a chance to see what he or she is actually doing. It eliminates that, you know, screen in between you and the performer. And it's just really special. And I'm glad folks are able to see you here in Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, Liberty Magic, is within the cultural district. And you're there every Sunday, right? Throughout the rest of July, also August, and clear through September 25th. And it's,
absolutely,
it's got to be fun. You must absolutely amaze people as they watch you.
Oh, I've been having an amazing time. The Cultural Trust reached out to me, and they told me that they wanted me to start in October. And so I started, I believe it was called, the name of the event. They have these events every 3 or 4 months when the whole city comes out. And my first day, they threw me to the wolves, and we had 20-minute shows for 8 hours straight. And we had maybe 100 people that would come through every show for every 20 minutes. And it was absolutely phenomenal. And everyone was getting to know me, and I was received very well. Then they offered me my adult show, which was entitled Ringistry. That was from June. That was during the month of June. Then May, I believe it was May 15th to September 25th, is the Sunday matinee called The School of Magic, starring Mr. Machado. Now, this show is for all ages, from 8 to 80, I like to say. And it's fun for everyone. For adults, it's educational. No, I'm sorry. For adults, for children, it's educational. And for adults, it's motivational. All right. There are a lot of life lessons in the School of Magic. I don't give away all the magic tricks, but I do give away a few things in hopes to inspire you to want to go out and learn even more magic. And if someone decides to buy the VIP Skeleton Key experience, we can learn a little extra magic in the Underground School of Magic after the show.
Ooh.
Every Sunday at 2 p.m.
Well, thank you for being with us, Mr. Machado. And Liberty Magic is at 811 Liberty Avenue in the Cultural District downtown in Pittsburgh. Thank you so much for being with us today. And here's hoping
thank you so much for having me.
For a good rest of the run. I hope to come down and see you sometime if I can. Thanks so much. That's Mr. Machado. Nice to have you along with us. Coming up, our upfront puzzle will give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets the Popcorn Kids weekend off to a good start. Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including KRDP Indie Community Radio Phoenix, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542, and slbradio.org/radio.
You. Nobody's got as bad as me. somewhere high above the moon. It's mind over matter with all my might. I can't get nothing right when I'm too busy dancing to your tune.
Gina Furtado here at the Saturday Light Brigade and Dancing to Your Tune, a great song. She's got a few new singles coming out, too, that we'll try to get to next week. We play our upfront puzzle during this segment. We also have birthdays coming up. Lots of folks calling and texting and emailing today. We're so glad that you're doing so. Having you in the audience means a great deal to us. Maybe spending time out in the garden or driving, no matter where you are. Here we are together.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Learn about upcoming guests and features first by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our free email newsletter. To subscribe, visit slbradio.org/subscribe. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Our upfront puzzle gives you the challenge of coming up with the word that comes in front of the three we give you. Let's see if you can do it. We're looking for the word that precedes oven, treat, and door. What word comes before oven, treat, and door? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. You can also use instant inputs by going to slbradio.org/radio. Good luck. We had a great time with Liz McBride at our solar concert series that we present in collaboration with Nova Place and the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Join us this week at Buell Community Park, just upstairs and outside of our studios. July 21st, this Thursday, Alyssa Hanke joins us at 12:15. The whole schedule is at slbradio.org. Again, a Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you can tell us the word that naturally comes before oven, treat, and door. Good luck to you. Music now from New County Grass.
Sing me a song about the old days. I love to hear about the old time ways. You know I'd love to hear my granddad play the fiddle one more time and watch the home folks dance the night away. So sing me a song that paints a picture of the past, of life at home and the way I was raised. Sing about the front porch in the sweet summertime and the old guitar dad taught me how to play. I love and understand. Oh, I love to sit beneath the stars and ring that way again. That's where I became who I am. So sing me a song that paints a picture of the past, of life at home and the way I was raised. Sing about the front porch in the sweet summertime and the old guitar dad taught me how to play. So sing me a song that paints a picture of the past, of life at home and the way I was raised. Sing about the front porch in the sweet summertime and the old guitar dad taught me how to play. Sing about the front porch and the sweet summertime.
Pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was open, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before a king? The king was in his counting house, counting out his money. The queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, out the clothes. When down came a blackbird and pecked off her nose. ¶¶ expense. I had a pocket full of rye. 4 and 20 blackbirds, they was baked in the pie. The king was in his counting house, counting all his money. And the queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. But I was singing a song of sixpence. I had a pocket full of rye. I saw 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. And when the pie was open and the bell began to sing, wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? The king was in his counting house, counting all his money. The queen was in her parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, getting really tense. Sing a song of one, two, three, four, five, six. Sing a song of one, two, three, four, five, six. Sing a song of one, two, three, four, five, six pence.
Barbara Morrison at the Saturday Light Brigade. Sing a song of sixpence. Lots of correct answers coming in. And one alternative answer that fits. We're looking for one word that naturally comes before oven, treat, and door. Matt, out in eastern Pennsylvania, suggested bakery, bakery oven, bakery treat, and bakery door. It works. There's one a little bit closer. You can share your guess with us. 412-200-5975, 1-888-SLB Radio. Turkey City Arn was the very first to get the answer and send it to us. Mike and Mars also got it. So did John and Carrick. Tom and McCandless, John and Addie and East Deer. Russ and Kang, North Carolina. The Kang was in his counting house in that last song, or King, North Carolina. Bruce came up with the correct answer, and Graham Nick is in West Mifflin and also has it. And here's Pudge. Not hot. That's a great guess. Mrs. Pudge was thinking the answer might be hot. Nicolette just got the correct answer. Well done, Nicolette. Hot oven, hot door. Hot treat. Almost fits. So we're looking for the word that comes before oven, treat, door. I'm going to add apple pie. Andrew got the correct answer too. Good to have you with us. Michael had a couple additional clues, too. He suggested blitz and Wonderland. Wonderland. 412-200-5975. Charlie just came up with the correct answer, and so did Aline and Zach. I'm not sure I have any more clues for you. four one two two hundred five nine 7-5. We're looking for the word before oven. Treat, door, blitz, wonderland, apple pie. And we'll have the answer coming up in just a moment. Oh, I see that Bonnie got it too. She is in Northeast Pennsylvania. If you've got a birthday coming up today or in the week ahead, and your family or circle of friends that you would like us to acknowledge live on the radio, please let us know about it. We'll celebrate birthdays together in just a few moments. We were looking for the word Dutch. Dutch oven. Dutch tree. And Dutch door. That's a door roughly split in half horizontally. And you can open just the top half and have yourself a little counter area. Dutch apple pie. And Mike had suggested Dutch Blitz, which is a game. And also Dutch Wonderland, which is a theme park in Lancaster, or close, just east of Lancaster in Pennsylvania. Or Lancaster, depending on your view of things. Craig got the correct answer. He is in Blonox. Oh, Turkey City, Arne. I was thinking of that too. Dutch Pantry, which was a restaurant chain. He mentions there used to be one right on I-80. And Mike and Mars mentions organized crime fighter, or not fighter, figure, organized crime figure. There's a difference there, isn't there? Dutch Schultz as another. Well done if you came up with Dutch. Today's puzzle for our upfront puzzle. We will have more opportunities to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. We have a lot of birthdays. We're going to do them in order by date. There's a few special ones we got this morning. So listen as we do them by date. Today we have Dylan from the Kralicki family. Tomorrow, July 17th, Natalie of Shaler, Ava of Cannonsburg, Carrie, Todd of Oakland, Megan from Dick and Judy in Butler, Franny of Springdale from husband Ray, Gabrielle from your mom, Duncan of Highland Park from your mom and dad and little brother Vaughn, and Gabe Strickland, Gabe, you're getting up there. You're old. You're turning one of your dad's favorite numbers, I think, 33. Coming up on 33 and a third, if my ciphering is correct. Coming up on Monday, happy birthday to John Binley of Binley Hardware Company, Hannah of Gibsonia, from Mom, Dad, and Joza. And we have Ross from the Furkett family. On the 18th, we also have Anthony from Grandma Linda and Grandpa Fred in Collier Township. Happy birthday to you, Anthony. Caitlin of Charlotte, North Carolina, from Mom, Dad, Tyler, and Mason. Dana Morton of Grove City. Hello, Dana. Happy birthday to you. From all of us here, happy birthday to Samuel of Swissvale, from your family. Dana Darren says happy birthday, too. And Souza of Munhall, also on July 18th. On July 19th, happy birthday to Michael of South Park, from Susan and Pat. Peter of Highland Park, from Lisa and kids Martin and Renee. Melissa from husband Bob. John from Philomena and family. Jordan of Beaver Falls, from Mom, Dad, Caleb, and Asher. Nicholas from parents Angie and Michael, and sister Alex. Ah, I see that Nicholas is also at that record speed age, if my math is correct. And Eric of Peters Township, happy birthday to you. On July 20th, we're going to start with Seth Joseph Korkowski. Happy birthday, Seth. Seth is 14 on July 20th in Pittsburgh with Mom Lisa and his brothers James, Jude, and sister Cora, along with Pap and Grandma, Granddad, and Nana. Dad, Phil, is on his way back to Okinawa. The rest of the family returns to Okinawa in August. Here's hoping you have a great visit and happy birthday, Sess. 14 on July 20th. Also on the 20th, we have Frank of Munhall, Renee of Highland Park, Demetrius of Brighton Heights, Maureen of Point Breeze, from Lou and Sam and Sarah, Melissa, and Ryan of Hampton. And on the 21st, it's Laura of Strabane, Patrick of Baden, Sky of Tarentum. On the 22nd, happy milestone birthday to Sandy Basinger of Boardman, Ohio, from Ricky and me and your whole family. On the 22nd, we have Noah from Mary Beth. Also, Devin of Fox Chapel from Mom and Dad. Lots and lots of birthdays. We love to celebrate them together. It's fun.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed individual employed by the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations, streaming services, smart speakers, and slbradio.org/radio.
I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country. I'm gonna move, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna tell everyone I know, looking for a home in the heart of the country. Heart of the country where the holy people grow. Heart of the country, smell the grass in the meadow. I want a horse, I want a sheep, I want to get me a good night's sleep, living in a home in the heart of the country.
Pizzarelli here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Last hour, we had a puzzle where we asked you to guess the word that comes before each of the words we gave you. We gave you oven and the word treat and door, and we were looking for the word Dutch. I just thought of a few more that we could have given you as clues. One is Boy, the brand of paint, Dutch Boy. And the other one is Masters, which I probably...